Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
All right, that's a good time to come in right there.
Does that take you back?
Oh, I'm getting some real good vibes about this. I don't know about the next person, though.
You love this. So 2007, Big Brother. I always hang that on Joel. He's a bit of a celeb around town. He's come to the Coffs Coast. But we do need a throwback to the house. And I thought, you know, someone that we have to get on is someone that you didn't necessarily get along with in the house, because that's better.
We had to nominate people, Tolls. It was very tough. Nominations in the house. I'm not backpedaling. I mean, you need to find reasons as to why you don't want that person there with you.
100%. So we've got Jamie. Jamie, thank you so much for jumping on this morning.
It's all right. Hey, it's good to be talking to you.
Jamie, how long's it been, mate? Wow.
10 years and 3 days, I think.
Yeah, wow.
This time 10 years ago, we were on the amusement park.
Now, you guys haven't talked since that 10 years, right?
That's right, yep.
Didn't really find the need to talk to each other. We know you didn't really get along in the house. When I first talked to Joel, when I first met him and I asked about it, he said, Jamie.
No,
is that what you think about Joel too?
Oh, jeez, you know, I think Joel's just a bit too cool for me, you know. I was just the geeky guy that snuck in there, and Joel was this, like, cool international tennis player guy, you know, and a bit too cool for me.
You are playing the same card that you played back in 2007. It had nothing to do with that at all, Jamie. Oh, this is awkward.
Joel, come on. Hey, Joel, have you still got one arm significantly bigger than the other?
It's the right arm, and here we go. And this is why I nominated you. This is why I nominated you.
Jamie, I love this. Is there anything more you can give me?
Oh, yeah, there's so much. Joel did the same joke over and over again where he fell over. And it was like the first one or two times it was funny.
Why are you here?
By 9:47, it was boring.
He does that to me when we go out in public.
Well, look, it's made famous by Jackass back in the day. I like to see people's reactions, whether it would be in Taormina and Whoopee, some of the most famous places here on the Coffs Coast. But let's go back to some audio that Tools has organised.
Yeah, I've dug up some of the things as to, you know, you two trying to work each other out a little bit.
We've all got our own thing in the house. I'm apparently the smart guy in the house, so am I hiding behind that? You muck around a lot, so does that mean you're hiding behind that? You know, it's the same thing. Or are you hiding behind it?
I feel that only a very small proportion of his time is actually devoted to engaging people in real conversation and really revealing himself in any way.
Hey, Jamie, you said that on your eviction on day 70. I did mine on day 92.
Oh, how many Friday night games did you win? Oh, that's right, zero.
That's not true. I won one.
You got one.
Thank you.
I think it must have been when you left the house, though, Jamie.
Yeah.
One all. I beat more people in Friday night games.
Okay. Let's not.
Do you think that you should have beaten Joel in Big Brother?
Oh, yeah. I think I should have definitely beaten Joel.
What about you, Joel? One person that you went and set out to beat, was it Jamie?
Jamie, it was the number one guy. I wanted to take out Jamie.
Well, look, Jamie, I need to give you the opportunity to maybe to beat him. We want to do a live eviction on air. I just want to feel like Gretel Colleen for a little bit.
You're doing great.
We want people to call through on 13 12 16. Who would you evict, Jamie or Joel?
I've got a really bad feeling of how this is going to roll.
Jamie, how are you feeling this morning?
Feeling pretty good, actually. I'm going to say I'm quietly confident. I think I've got about a 91% chance of winning this.
Of winning this, okay, because we're doing a live eviction now. This is Jamie's chance to redeem himself this morning. Joel's feeling nervous in the studio. He goes, I better be winning. Kylie better be not nominating me and voting me out or evicting me out of the studio this morning.
Well, listen, you know, those words, it's time to go, Joel, resonates with me most weekends when I am watching reruns of myself on Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Kylie, you've called up. You used to watch back in the day, 2007, Big Brother.
Big fan.
Yep.
Okay, so out of Jamie and Joel, who would you like to evict this morning?
Uh-oh.
I think I'll have to evict Jamie.
This is a setup.
Jamie, she said.
Oh, yes!
What the hell is wrong with you?
What is going on?
Jamie, what is wrong with you, Joel?
That's what happened on that fateful day. I heard Jay and then I thought I heard Joel and I thought, you know what, this is a setup. Why, Kylie, would you like to evict Jamie?
I don't know. I just remember watching and I like Joel.
Okay.
Jamie. Wow.
Oh, Jamie, for the second time, you've lost out to Joel.
I can't believe what's going on here. I mean, I thought that, you know, it's like I really thought that Kylie would be one of my people, would be one of the geeks, yeah. one of the outcasts. But no, she's siding with the cool kids.
Mm.
That's so weird. My head is just spinning right now.
Look, can I just ask a quick question? Have you let go of Big Brother from 10 years ago? Because I really feel that Joel has not cut ties.
Oh, yeah, well and truly cut ties with that.
You know what? I will not. It's so funny. If there's one thing that will define me, it will be my time in the Big Brother house at all times. I don't know what's taken so long. Live in the studio. Good morning, Sue from the RSPCA. What took so long?
Good morning.
Oh, we're excited to have you in, Sue, because you do come in every Wednesday and you bring a pet of the week in. But I've learnt so much from you as a dog person and as someone who's had a very naughty, mischievous dog around them growing up for a long time.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah, but you've got all the tips and tricks around this, and it's something that every pet owner seems to do is humanise their pet.
Unfortunately, yes, they do. I don't know why they don't think that it's enough for a dog to be a dog.
They want them to be humans.
And nowadays the trend is saying things like fur baby. You know, I don't have fur babies. I have dogs and I have a cat.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I think what people then think is that you're not in love with your dog. You know, they feel bad because it's the emotions you want to show the animal, but it can affect the behaviour of them.
It can. It can really do their head in. A dog needs to be balanced, and by lavishing too much love and affection too often, they can't handle it.
What about the familiar circumstance when you're leaving the house, which is massive? So that would be for the day, and you always want to go up to them. You want to hug them, you want to probe them, you want to kiss them. What's the best way to be able to leave?
The best way to leave is that you know that you've provided your dog with plenty of fresh water, something to play with, whatever that particular dog needs for the day, and then you just get yourself ready and you leave. You should not speak to your dog before you leave.
That's so hard. Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing, and if anyone's seen Sue with her animals, she is amazing. Bindi's just absolutely beautiful, the most obedient dog.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're in love with her.
I adore her.
Yeah, 100%. But it is kind of detaching that because basically, the dogs are so sensitive and they pick up on all the energy. So we're the ones that are giving the animals anxiety, right?
Absolutely. We are the ones that give our dogs anxiety. And I'm pretty proud of Bindi because she's a 10-year-old dog and she's not even gone grey around the mouth. So that's a dog that's, you know, not having to endure stress.
Well, Sue, that's really coming in today and sharing that with everyone, I think, is a great tip. But we do have a pet of the week as well that you've brought in who's been very calm.
Just
this
lovely.
Whole time.
Yes. She's the little dog that, you know, so many people are going to want. She's a little English Staffy.
Beautiful.
And she is a blue brindle.
Yeah.
De-sexed female, only 18, absolutely, only 18 months of age. And she has not received in the past a lot of training. She's not received a lot of much at all, which in some ways has been great because she is not an anxious dog. And
no.
Staffies are dogs that are so prone to becoming anxious. And it's because they are so high energy. She is learning how to calm her farm.
Yeah.
When she meets anybody that sees her and goes, oh, my God, she's adorable, then she gets all excited.
Who did that just before?
I don't know who that could have
who
been.
Who was that person?
Yeah.
So control it. I think I need you to teach me how you teach the dogs at the RSPCA.
Start correcting.
Yeah.
But then once our behaviour became calmer, she was able to switch off and just be, And that's the best thing for anything or one, just to be comfortable in your own skin and just cruise.
How many times, though, do people say that they look sad when they're like this?
Ah, because yes.
Because that's another perception. Do. You say, what's wrong with the dog? They what's the owner doing?
She's so sad.
Yeah.
And the dog's not sad. The dog's in a calm state of mind. And yeah, that's how you want. Exactly.
Like
and that's how you want
to.
Say
it to us, Joel.
I hate
what's
that.
Wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm allowed to be chill.
Well, we're not machines. No, we say that all the time, sir.
Yeah, exactly. But you need downtime.
Yeah.
And the old thing, let sleeping dogs lie.
Love it, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. You can check out all the pets up for adoption at the RSPCA. It's definitely the way to go. It's rspca.com.au.
That's it.
Now, take these dogs into the sales room. They need excitement over there.
And that will happen.
David and Betty from MKR. You want to be able to podcast this because we need to ask some serious questions. It's the Super Dinner Party tonight at 7:30.
So firstly, we got to talk about the hashtags, all right? So I know that every single couple is, you know, known for something and then you really have to play on it through every episode. Are you getting annoyed of the hashtags?
Oh, no.
A little.
Sorry, David, please go on. David's like, a little.
I'm hashtag over it now.
No, the hashtag's fun. It, you know, it really helps our fans identify with us. It's really nice when the kids come up and they're like, oh, hi, you know, it's hashtag, you know, hashtag awesome, hashtag great. It's really nice to see them do that.
Yeah, you could always.
We even get the oldies doing it. We've got family, aunties, and uncles coming up to us, and they're hashtagging all over the place. So we're keeping them young and hip as well. That's why I'm loving it.
Yeah, cool. So last night I thought it was hilarious, David, when you openly admitted that you're friend zoned by Betty. How's that been watching that play out on stage?
You didn't hear it properly because it's the helium. I said, actually, Betty, you're friend zoned.
You threw it back in my face, guys.
You know what? Being friend zone at the start, I always believe you can get through, okay? If that's just me, I don't know. Guys, that's my feeling, Tools.
Guys, is that the situation, though, really? Because it is funny. I know, and we know, obviously, a lot is said and a lot has to be cut down for episodes, but that's what's really coming across on our screens, that Betty, you are always friend-zoning David, and David, you look lost.
Oh, Tools!
Is that what the case is?
You know, it's we're sitting at a table with strangers. Betty and I have known each other for about, you know, 10 years now. And for pretty much the whole time I've been in a relationship and I've actually been married and divorced.
Oh,
really?
See, we didn't know that.
Been there, like,
I've had boyfriends as well.
Yeah.
Betty's been like a little sister to me. So
it is.
We've helped each other through that, like, you know, our worst times and also celebrate the good times together.
Well, there you go.
Because we've known each other for so long. We've got such a big respect for one another and the love for, and the love is always there.
Oh, guys.
You can ask our parents and they can see that as well. So.
It's too early to feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
That's a really nice
thing.
Thank
you for letting
and
us know.
You know what? That kind of makes everyone want you guys to get together later on, even more.
It's wonderful that, you know, the support that I've been getting that I should get with Betty. That's really nice from everybody. But you know, that's why they talk about it at the table, we feel a bit awkward or a bit weird. And we get straight to go, why are you... What us to get together? We're not, you know, Game of Thrones here. We're not.
We have to touch on last night. Last night, talk about drama. Poor old Court. What happened to her?
We love Court.
We love Court and Doug. You know, she just got really tired, guys.
Yeah,
it's a long process. This show, you know, and everyone has a way of expressing themselves, and unfortunately for Court, she had a little bit of an outburst on the table because there was a lot going on. There was a lot of chit chat, and she just had a cry.
Yeah,
and that's all that happened.
She didn't like people talking about them when they were sitting there, like they weren't there. Like, hello. Yeah.
I feel like she does take on a lot of people's energy, and it was hard to watch that last night. But in that
situation.
You've got Courtney there and then obviously Josh, who's the villain in the show. There were people siding with Josh and saying Josh had a point at the table last night. If you had to pick a team in that situation, would it be Team Josh or Team Courtney?
Ooh. Oh.
Well, it's going to be Team Courtney.
Yeah. Team Courtney all the way.
Yeah.
The one thing that you guys have shown is that you just love cooking and you're so passionate about it. Obviously, that's why you go on the show, but it's coming through. It really is, and I think you guys are doing great.
Yeah, and to watch your bond as well, and you guys are so nice and respectful to each other too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Well, we do. Yeah, thank you so much.